In the shadows of Spanish Town, a new kind of warlord emerged. One who didn't just rule with guns and fear, but with military discipline, encrypted orders, and a network so vast it infiltrated schools, churches, and local government. Andre Blackman Bryan wasn't just another gang leader. He was the alleged commander of a paramilitary operation masquerading as a criminal enterprise. His Klansmen gang faction didn't just extort and murder. They operated like a state within a state. In 2021, Jamaican authorities launched the most ambitious gang crackdown in the nation's history. What followed was a courtroom saga of betrayal, hidden wiretaps, murder confessions, and police officers afraid to testify. Over 30 accused, hundreds of charges, and the chilling question on everyone's lips. How deep did the Klansmen's reach go? And who was really protecting black men? This isn't just a courtroom drama. It's a story about the collapse of trust, the rise of urban militancy, and the terrifying reality that organized crime in Jamaica may be smarter and more ruthless than anyone imagined. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Rise of Black Man. From street soldier to Supreme Commander Andre Bryan wasn't born with power, but he learned quickly how to seize it. Raised in the volatile heart of Spanish Town, Bryan came of age during Jamaica's deadliest decades, when political warfare blurred with criminal dominance. The Klansmen gang, already notorious for its grip on extortion and bloodshed, had split into rival factions by the 2000s. And amid the chaos, a new name began to rise. Black Man. He wasn't the loudest or flashiest gangster. He didn't throw parties or flaunt riches. What made Black Man dangerous was his discipline. According to law enforcement and witness testimonies, he ran his faction like a paramilitary force, demanding loyalty, silence, and structure. His orders came through lieutenants, and dissent was met with swift, brutal death. Police wiretaps later revealed conversations in code, orders to deliver the package that meant murder. Victims ranged from rival gang members to local business owners who refused to pay taxes. In one instance, a taxi operator was reportedly killed simply for disrespecting a Klansman affiliate. What set Bryan apart, though, was his alleged ability to instill fear far beyond Spanish Town. Businesses in Clarendon, St. Catherine, and even downtown Kingston reportedly paid extortion fees to avoid violence. And when murders occurred, few dared speak. The state was losing ground, territory, influence, and public trust. In 2017, Jamaica's security forces intensified their operations. But every raid on Klansmen turf ended in whispers. Someone on the inside had tipped them off. Someone high up. It wasn't until 2019 that things began to unravel. A former Klansmen hitman, known only by the alias Witness One, approached the police. He had reached his breaking point after witnessing the execution of a woman and her child over a minor debt. In exchange for immunity, he agreed to wear a wire. What followed was a year of explosive recordings, murder plots, gun deliveries, meetings with corrupt officials, and the cold voice of Black Man issuing death warrants from the shadows. The recordings would later become the cornerstone of the prosecution's case. But first, the authorities needed a moment of absolute precision, the takedown. In September 2021, Jamaican security forces conducted a massive synchronized sweep, arresting over 30 members of the Klansmen gang, including Andre Bryan himself. He was reportedly hiding in plain sight, moving between safe houses while continuing to issue commands. The charges were staggering. Over 30 counts, including murder, arson, terrorism, and extortion. It would become the biggest gang trial in Jamaican history, one that promised to expose not only the crimes, but the system that enabled them. Chapter 2. The Trial. Betrayals, blood oaths, and a country on edge. The courtroom was fortified. Bulletproof vests, Armed guards and panic buttons surrounded every session. Witnesses were hidden behind screens. Judges were escorted under military protection. And every citizen watching knew this wasn't just about one man. It was about Jamaica's soul. The trial of Andre Blackman Bryan opened with a chilling voice recording. On it, Blackman could allegedly be heard instructing a hit on a man named Outlaw. Make the ting reach him before Monday. Him chat too much. Days later, Outlaw was found dead, executed in broad daylight. That moment shattered the myth of deniability. What followed was a parade of former gang members turned crown witnesses. Some were Brian's closest confidants. One described in detail the execution of a man over $100,000 JMD in unpaid extortion. Another claimed Bryan ordered the burning of a shop with people inside because the owner refused to pay rent. The testimonies revealed a nightmarish inner world, kill quotas. Members allegedly had to prove kills to rise in rank, extortion spreadsheets, monthly fees collected from businesses, with threats if they were late. Police informants, names of corrupt officers were whispered into the courtroom, though few were ever officially charged. Encrypted phones and prayers. Bryan reportedly held meetings disguised as church gatherings, where coded language was used to discuss killings. The defense attacked the witnesses relentlessly. They were criminals, liars, opportunists. Some had been charged with multiple murders themselves. The defense painted the trial as a political theater, a desperate state trying to save face by turning on its own monsters. But as the months dragged on, the weight of the evidence piled higher. Forensic data backed up some of the murders. Cell tower pings placed Brian's lieutenants at crime scenes. And the voice, his voice, kept resurfacing. Still, fear lingered. One witness went missing before their scheduled testimony. Another was attacked in a supposed robbery days after revealing that a prominent politician had allegedly met with Bryan in 2018 to negotiate peace in Spanish Town. The message was clear. No one was untouchable, not even inside the courtroom. Public reaction was divided. Some cheered the trial as the beginning of the end for organized crime. Others believed it was a smokescreen, that deeper corruption was being buried beneath the spectacle. One Spanish Town resident said in an interview, "Even if black man goes down, someone else will rise. The system make them. It don't end with one man." As of 2023, the verdict remains pending on many of the charges. But the trial has already changed Jamaica. It shattered the myth that gangs are just street-level thugs. It exposed a criminal structure more sophisticated than most corporations. It revealed the fragility of public trust and the desperation of a people caught between fear and silence. But most hauntingly, it left behind a question that no one, not the prosecutors, not the defense, not the politicians, has yet answered. If Andre Blackman Bryan was powerful enough to run an army from the shadows, who's still out there watching?